Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Matt Mine of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Episode 311. You know what I'm saying? We got a hell of a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We all up in Detroit because we got people in Detroit from here. We got second hour, we got the homie Timmy Two Times. You know what I'm saying? Legend of Detroit rap. You know what I'm saying? But the first hour, yeah, we got a couple brothers. I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about what they do. These guys actually founded, you know what I'm saying, the College of Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. I can't even go into it without bringing them on. I'm going to bring them on right now. Fellas, welcome to the show. Tell everybody who you guys are.
I'm SJ.
I'm AJ, and we the College of Hip Hop.
And basically, what the collegeofhiphop.org is we are the first ever learning platform that teaches the actual business of entertainment. So we teach education entertainment so that all the artists, CEOs, anybody looking to really get in the game, we supply you with the necessary information and knowledge so you won't get cheated, basically. So you won't have one of those stories. So that's what me and my brothers developed and created.
That's huge. What gave you guys this idea?
Well, the idea came about because we are former label owners and artists, and we just were sick of hearing artists cry about not knowing the business or getting cheated in the business. And we said, man, you know what? We got to do something about this. We had been students of the music business as long as we have been artists. We're 34 years old. We've been in the music industry and the entertainment business since we were 9 years old. And before we ever wrote a rap or anything like that, we had asked my father to buy us a book about the business because we were always intrigued about how people really make money in this business. So coming up through the years, that we will always go to conferences and stuff like that because we would invest in what we were doing as artists and label owners. And we would see that when it was the business portions of the conference and everything like that, that all the artists would just get up and leave. They don't want to know about the business. They want to know how someone can make them famous or somebody can get them on the radio. And it was the exact opposite with us. We wanted to know, like, how are people really getting paid from this?
and I hear that, you know, as a music journalist, I've heard that a lot over the years, too. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they got to the point now where they're just throwing out, like, entire catalogs worth of albums for free at Dat Piff, or, you know, songs on SoundCloud every day for free. They could be making revenue off of this. You know, so they could generate money. Do you think a lot of it has to do with oversaturation and you guys focus on how to deal with the oversaturation, how to compete, you know, crabs in the barrel bucket mentality, so to speak?
Well, actually, to mention that, we just did a blog on our app because we also developed a first ever cell phone application, which is free and available across all cell phone platforms. It's called the College of Hip Hop. You just type that in. But we actually did a blog about the oversaturation of the market, and it's called the No Limit Effect. And what the blog explains is when Master P was what seemed like oversaturating the market, he was capitalizing and he was monetizing off of that. But you are absolutely correct. Nowadays, you meet a new artist, he got 6 mixtapes, and you ain't even never heard of him. He's been rapping for 4 weeks, and he has 6 mixtapes. So we just show people how to get your music out there, but how to get it out there the right way. Put out your songs, make sure they're copyrighted, make sure they're encoded, make sure they're published. Because over the years of the music industry, however long it's been music, the actual business side of the industry has never changed. And that's the part that we need the people to learn and need them to know.
Well, this is huge, valuable information, I mean, for artists that are serious. You know, when I say serious, I mean that want to make a paycheck off of this and want to actually build a brand off of this. You know, say a lot of artists, they're just content with likes on Facebook. It's got to be much bigger than that. You got to take, if you're really talented, you got to take it to the next level, because I see so many guys that are incredibly talented who should be, you know what I'm saying, way, way much further than where they are in the game. And you guys are kind of giving them a little bit of that roadmap and that blueprint to get there. You know what I'm saying? That's dope how you guys are doing that, man. Real talk. So,
thank you.
A lot of people won't give that type of information away. If one wants to, get your app and get some information about it, where's the best place they can go?
Well, the app is free across all app platforms. So if you got Android, it's in your Google Play Store. If you got BlackBerry, it's in your Amazon Store. And if you got Apple, it's in the app. If you got iPhone or Mac or whatever, it's in the Apple Store. And we actually decided to give it away because we want somebody to say, hey, we downloaded that app, we learned something, and now we further in our career. We do have premium services that we offer as far as in-app purchases, but that's not what we focus on right now. Right now we focus on getting real estate on people's phone so they know that the College of Hip Hop can be trusted when it's come to what we're putting out as far as what you should learn in the business of entertainment. It's not just for hip-hop. It's just called the College of Hip-Hop because that's the genre we came up in. But it's actually beneficial to anybody in the entertainment industry. Right.
Or
and
any,
we teach any audio seminars. Right, right. And it's just called the College of Hip-Hop because that's where we come from. But it's necessary for any genre of music or anything like that, or entertainment, not just music.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what people need. There's so many people out there with no direction. They don't even know how to do, how to start any of this without, you know what I'm saying, just put, like I said, uploading a video to YouTube or a song on SoundCloud, and they think that's it. There's so much more involved. There's so many more aspects involved in it. You know what I'm saying? What about social media? You know what I'm saying? Can you give a little info about, you know, how important social media is these days for these rappers or these artists?
Okay, well, see, the thing is people are referring to it as social media, and I don't know if you remember when MySpace and Facebook first hit, they were referred to as social networks. So you knew you went on those platforms
networks,
to actually network with people with your like interests. And so if somebody is attacking it from a standpoint of social media, then to me, they already lost, because the media gives you an opinion of someone else's. That's what the media does. They give you their opinion. So if you're going to go on Facebook or you're going to go on Instagram or whatever, you need to actually take the proper and necessary steps to network with these people. And what we often come across is a lot of these people who want to be artists, they're smart, but history teaches you that an artist can't be smart. So even when they approach somebody, the conversation will be like, hey, what's up? I rap, check me out. Well, from a business standpoint, I don't care if you rap or not. Hey, what's up, check me out is never going to get me to check you out. You know what I'm saying? So when artists, because I know y'all got a lot of independent artists that listen, if you're an independent artist and you're listening right now, come with your package together, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on social media, because you got to think of it like this. The people that's actually your friend on Facebook, they're in your network. You already know these people. So if you get in these links and you're just shooting them to people you know, spamming them, that's going to turn people off. But if I see that Prez shared a link to somebody that I've never heard of, then I check it out. Now I'm interested because somebody that I respect in the game is showing it. So people got to, artists, if you own these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and all that, don't call it social media. Use it for what it really is, social networking. So you got to network, because that's the key to building a strong brand. So you got to be able to network. You got to be able to hold a decent conversation, whether it's through Facebook or whether it's through a phone conversation with someone that may be able to help you. I might not be able to help you as how you want me to, but I might be able to point you in the right direction. But I can only point you in the right direction once I see how good your conversation is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. The approach is a huge part of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able. I get all kinds of emails all the time. Like, they'll start off with, "You ain't never heard nothing like this." You know, and right away I start laughing. You know, because 9 times out of 10, I'll click on it and I'll listen to it, and it'll be like, "Are you kidding me?" I can go on YouTube and just fucking type any fucking letter on the keyboard, and it'll be better than what the hell I'm listening to. A lot of these guys, the confidence is something that they have too soon, you know what I'm saying, to where it becomes arrogance. They got to build confidence over the years, you know what I'm saying? Some of these guys, they've already believed they've made it, you know what I'm saying? They gotta build that shit up. They don't understand. You guys offer, any type of teaching or whatever as far as how to conduct yourself in a business environment in the industry?
Well, we actually have a seminar that we go do about that, because we noticed recently with the emergence of stuff like YouTube, and people get like a false perception. They believe like that a view really means something. A view means nothing if I can purchase 10,000 views. Right? So if I can buy 10,000 views and people know if people savvy with these computers, they know like how to make people, like how to get views and all that. That means nothing if you can't get 5,000 of those 10,000 people ass in a seat, per se, right? So they be like, oh, I got 50,000 views on my last video. Yeah, but you paid for 49,990 of them. So they get this false perception like, oh, I've already made it, but you haven't, because people with real views, it go viral. Like, sometimes you go hear about somebody that went viral because it's natural. Like, if I see your video because people sharing it that I know or don't know, that's going viral, whether it's because it's funny. A perfect example of that is Trinidad James. His video went viral like I've never seen before with that all go everything. How do I know that that was real? Because everybody was talking about it. No matter if you were at work and you heard people talking about it, if you were in class, you heard people talking about it, whatever the case may be. So that was real views. People had a fake views, and they get so big-headed that they had come at you like they've done something, when you should remain humble anyway, no matter if you get a zillion views or one view. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Such and such. I wanted to reach
humility.
Out to you, but people lose that. Right. Yeah, they lost that humility.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, of course, I always like it when something with substance goes viral, but I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Real views, you know, a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys, too, these big-time media outlets that got, like, 1.5 or 2 million subscribers on their YouTube. A lot of them dudes back in the day, that's when you were able to buy subscribers and buy views. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know how much of that shit is legit or not. You know what I'm saying, at this point, too. You know, for a lot of these older websites out there. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. People don't really understand the way the game should work. And what you guys are doing, it's a good thing, because it's actually offering these guys an education in hip-hop or music and entertainment, period. What about, like, a book or a documentary? You guys got anything like that in the works?
Well, actually, we released a book called 10 Steps to Profit from Your Passion, which is available on Amazon. And the book actually gives any entrepreneur 10 basic steps that will that if you implement these steps in what you're doing, it will take you to another level. And what I mean by that, if you started out on a certain level and then you read this book and put these steps into play, it will help you. So an example of some of the steps from our book, 10 Steps to Profit from Your Passion, the example would be like investing your dreams, creating a budget, setting goals, 5 rules for monetizing, things like that. Because some of these people don't, a lot of the artists really don't understand some of this stuff because nobody literally is explaining it to them. So since no one is explaining it to them, we don't have a problem explaining it to them because we want you to win. We operate and live by a strict code. Our lifestyle is, I want for my brother what I want for myself. And what that means is, I want me to win just as much as I want you to win. And it has no, I don't care what you're winning at, I don't care what you're doing, but I want you to be successful in what you're doing. So since we approach everything like that, it's not hard for us to be able to release a book and tell you 10 steps that we know work, because these are 10 steps that we've implemented in releasing the cell phone application or in releasing the actual book. So that is definitely a book. As far as a documentary, we gonna work on something, and once we start to become what we know that we are with the College of Hip Hop, once we start to become that go-to place, that one-stop shop, and more people want to get involved, then we'll do it like that.
Yeah, because I mean, I can actually see you guys, you know what I'm saying, having, you know, a campus for this. You know what I'm saying? Have you guys thought about something like that in the future?
Yeah, we actually have all of that, like, in our long-term goals for the College of Hip Hop. We that's definitely in our long-term goals. Right now, we focus, though, on getting this real estate on people's phone and them downloading the app, because that's, like, the first step to everything.
First step to
Because
good,
if
yeah.
people get to understand, okay, they reputable, we giving out the proper information, and we giving out the information that help you become a brand and ownership. We love to say we educate in the field of ownership, because we feel like you can go to a label if that's your dream, to sign with a major label, right? We don't knock that. But are you going as an artist, or are you going as a partner? I make the most money with my partners. If we partners,
yeah.
I mean, you got to put as much into it as I put into it, and we both reap the benefit. If you're going as an artist, then you a worker, and if you're a worker, the parent company will always make the most money off of your back as a worker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real talk, man. That explains, too, you know, you see all these videos. A lot of these cars, a lot of the jewelry, that stuff's rented. You know, the artist is, in most cases, the artist is broke. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're, you know, 5 or 6 times platinum or something, or you got a shoe deal, or you got side deals going on. So, I mean, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. You know, there's a perception that people think that the moment you get in the game, all this wealth is going to come to you. But it's no, you want to be in it for longevity purposes. Like you said, you don't want to be the worker. You want to be the CEO, the entrepreneur. And you know, what you guys are doing, it's real shit. You guys are giving these guys a blueprint on how they can do that. You know, who are some of the people that you guys work with? You guys work with anybody as far as... you know what I'm saying, networking with, you know, the College of Hip Hop, or Any business partners you're working with?
Well, far as business partners, is really just me and my brother, you know, because before this, before anybody else can invest in this idea or see this idea, they have to see what we can do for what we did with it by ourselves. But just to, we got a big seminar coming up by a world known artist, platinum rapper. You know what I'm saying? We got a big seminar coming up, and when we get the seminar, we go let you announce it on one of your other shows when it's ready, like that, if that'll work with you. But we got a big artist getting ready to do a nice seminar for us, and once that artist, like, this is the first time we're working with an artist, like, outside of ourselves on this venture. So once that takes place, then maybe a lot, we know a lot more people will come. But anybody out there listening, just be sure to download the College of Hip Hop app across all app platforms and rate and review it. See, a lot of people don't understand the app game, its charts and all of that, and those ratings and those reviews that push you farther along in the app store, because there's a billion apps in the app store, and we are actually the only app that's available that's entertainment education. So we got our own lane. We created our own lane, and by us having our own lane, we can be patient with it. It's no rush. It's not like following anybody's blueprint. We're actually making history, creating a blueprint.
Yeah, you guys are the mold. You know what I'm saying? You guys are the original. Yeah, that's dope. I mean, that really is. You know, especially at a time and age when, you know, stuff like this is not offered. And nobody's willing to give up industry secrets. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. I know people that got contacts and connections, different things. They've held on to them for years. They're not going to give them up to nobody. So, I mean, it's a real good thing to have. And the people that are smart enough to use it to their advantage are going to be the ones that are definitely going to succeed. I like this. I really like this. And I hope you guys can connect with Universal Hip Hop Museum as well, because they're doing a lot of wonderful things over there in New York, and they want to encompass, you know what I'm saying, all of hip hop into what they're doing. And I think you guys should definitely at least be, you know what I'm saying, part of that somehow, and vice versa.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah, if you could put that together, if you could put the play together, man, put it together, because that's the type of stuff. Like, it's each one teach one. So we teaching all these people, and anybody who really come from a hip-hop background, they know that the lack of education is what stops a lot of these artists. A lot of these artists don't have a clue that, you know, we like to say it like this. A hit record is going to send somebody's grandkids to college. Hopefully it's the person who made the hit record. Because when you get a hit record and you go up in them big offices, and if your business not right, the secretary will be able to send her grandkids to college off of your hit record, because she got a little stake in your record. You don't even got no stake in your record. But the College of Hip Hop, we here to change all of that. We here to make sure we don't – if everybody, once the world starts getting on board, you won't hear too many more hip hop horror stories about how people were jerked out of their money or anything of that nature. So we just hear artist protection. We want the artist to win. We want the artist to know that you're the business. There's no music business without artists. Period.
Yeah.
Point blank. It's never going to work.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I hear that all the time, too. Like, for example, Fresh Kid Ice, the 2 Live Crew, he was on here telling us that after they released Band in the USA, it went gold. It was on its way to going platinum. And when they got the checks, it was right before Christmas, they each got around $9,000. And it's like, that's just insane. You know what I'm saying? Prior to that, they were double platinum. You know, with As Nasty As They Want to Be. Same thing with the Ghetto Boys. You know, DJ Ready Red, he created the whole sound that Rap-A-Lot had. You know what I'm saying? And he should have a chunk of that. So stuff like this is going to prevent that from happening to artists in the future. Man, props to you guys for that. Real talk. Real talk.
Thank you.
Because, you know, too many people were able to feed their families off the hard work of other people when they weren't able to feed their families. You know what I'm saying? As a journalist, I've experienced that myself. Because, you know, when you're able to make connections with people and everything, a lot of times you make connections for people, those two people make money, and they both just keep going. It's like, hey, I'm back here. It's like they threw you out of the pickup truck and just left you. It's like, motherfucker, come back. You know what I'm saying? There's no water, there's no food. What are you doing? You know, so, yeah, it's a cutthroat, fucked up business. It really is. It really is. But, I really, really appreciate you guys for coming out. We're going to bring out other artists, our other guests, Timmy Two Times here in a minute. But before we go, I want to make sure, you guys give all your social media again, and how everybody can get that app.
As far as social media, we will actually, the truth is, we will actually just rather you download the app. If you can do one thing dealing with the College of Hip Hop, we don't want you to follow us on social media. We don't want you to look for us on YouTube. We want you to go to your app store and download the College of Hip Hop app and rate and review it. If you review the app and you don't like something, put that in a review so we can take that into consideration when we update the app. So if anybody out there listening, if you want to contact the College of Hip Hop, make sure to download the app. But before we go, man, we got something that we might share in common with you. We were actually on the cover of the 18-year anniversary Murder Dog Edition when we rapped, and that was our goal as rappers. Our whole goal as rappers was to get on the cover of the Murder Dog, and we made the cover of the Murder Dog the 18th year anniversary. It had Gucci on the cover, Waka on the cover, Tech N9ne was on the cover, and
X-rated.
A couple other dudes was on the cover. X-Rated was on the cover, and we were on that cover, and we know that you come from the Murder Dog magazine, so actually being on this show is a real big deal for us.
Hey, that's fucking huge. I didn't even realize that. What year was this? You said 2013?
It was the 18-year anniversary, so I think that might have been 2013, the 18 or 2012 or 13. The name of our group was identical.
In 13, that was their 20-year anniversary. Okay, so it had to have been 2011 because they came out in 93, so... Yeah, I was with him in 2011, man. I don't know if I did the interview with you guys or not, but that's dope as hell, man. That's a small world. And you guys were on the cover. That was the same issue you said with who? X-Rated and Tech N9ne? Well, Tech N9ne was in there 10,000 times. But
it was X-Rated, Gucci and Waka, The Game, Us, who else was on there, man?
It was a few people.
Yeah.
It was one of them covers, but...
I know the homie Sinister, he's in France. He knows a lot about Murder Dog. I'm sure he knows exactly what issue it is, but that's dope. That's dope, man. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When you guys were in Murder Dog, at that time, you said you guys were rapping. Were you a group or what?
Yeah, we're a group. We actually twin brothers, so the name of our group was identical.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember identical.
Yeah, and that
it
was our whole goal.
Interview you guys, though, I don't think. But
no,
I remember... I must have seen y'all on that issue, man. That's dope.
Yeah, but like our whole goal as rappers was to be on the cover of the Murder Dog. Actually, I'm going to email you a YouTube video of us, and we going through 10 years of issues of Murder Dog magazine. Like we're showing you.
Yeah, I interviewed
that
y'all, man. I know y'all. Y'all from were you from Flint? Or from Detroit, or
we're from Inkster. We're 20 minutes away from Detroit. Yeah, that's us, man. That's us.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Us.
You was on the original Murder Master Music Show. Y'all remember that shit? We played your music on that way the fuck back. I remember reviewing your
Yeah, TV. Yeah. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, man. What the fuck? That's crazy. That's crazy, man. I know the video you're talking about too. You guys got a stack of Murder Dogs, like about 40 of them, and you're going through them. Yeah, okay. That's what's up, man. Congratulations to you guys, man. I'm glad to see you guys are doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Here we go back, 10, 12 years ago. Yeah, I remember you guys now. That's what's up, man. Are you still making music?
No, we actually stopped making music when we started with the College of Hip Hop because we feel like other artists being educated is bigger than our music career. Like, this go live on way longer than any hit song we could have had or any amount of records we could have sold, and our legacy would be cemented in education and helping others. So we just decided if we got to do one thing, it's push the College of Hip Hop app and the collegeofhiphop.org. So we just decided to retire from music as far as releasing music and making music, but we still do consulting and stuff for other labels and producers and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you guys had some dope. I remember playing that on the original Murder Mass Music Show, which was just a podcast. It wasn't a live show. I remember playing some of your guys' songs. And I can't believe I didn't put two and two together because I knew you guys were twins. You know what I'm saying? I checked out the profile and everything. And, man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. I'm glad you guys are, you know what I'm saying, doing what you're doing. And, shit, I'm glad we're all still here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but, man, thank you for coming on the show. Once again, give everybody your info and make sure they go get this app.
So you can download the app across all app platforms, no matter what type of devices you use, from Android to Apple to BlackBerry. It's free. Just type in the College of Hip Hop. It'll pop up. Download, rate, review it. You can actually link with us through the app. Check out the blogs we write, check out the seminars, the audio seminars, and then check out the resource guide, because when we do an audio seminar, say we did it on encoding, then as soon as you go to the resource guide, it gives you the websites where you encode your music. We update frequently. We got a real, real big artist about to do a seminar for us. We want y'all to make sure y'all download the app for that. But we're going to have some promo, and we actually going to let you announce who the artist is before we even do anything promo. My brother going to reach out to you, let you know who the artist is, and so you can let your audience know first who the artist is, and then we will start our promo after that, because we'll get that to you because we appreciate you giving us your time on your platform tonight.
Man, we're connected now, you know what I'm saying? Now that I know who you guys are, I just sent a video to my homie Sin. I'm going to send it to my co-host. Matter of fact, my co-host's on the line right now. I'm going to bring him on. Mac, these are good people right here. This is these are twins, identical, obviously. What a good name, right? SJ and AJ, man, these guys are huge supporters, you know what I'm saying, of the underground. They got this, I don't know if you've been listening, but they got this College of Hip Hop app that they're doing, and they're schooling cats on how to, you know what I'm saying, advance in the entertainment industry. So, yeah, that's dope, man. It's hella dope. Well, man, I want to thank you guys for calling in. I really appreciate you.
No, we appreciate
thank you, man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, right on, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, Brad, I was listening. I heard y'all reconnecting and shit to him. I'm going to check out this video of them with all the Murder Dogs, too. The Murder Dogs was the shit, man.
Yeah, man, people don't know how good the Murder Dog was, man.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what this is, because in 2013, you know, Murder Dog kind of went away, and we started this back up in 2012 with the Audio Murder Dog, man. And we got 300, this is 311th show, all hip-hop related,
mm-hmm.
you know, interviews, and, you know, with cats like yourself, and, you know, so we're kind of doing what Murder Dog did, audio format. So thank you guys for being a part of Murder Dog and now being a part of Murder Master Music Show, man. Real talk.
We appreciate
it. All right,
you.
And
we're going
to continue
you.
To support
thank
that.
You.
Wow.
Take care, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to, you know, SJ and AJ, the College of Hip Hop. Man, that's identical. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it in the Midwest. You know what I'm saying, we're going to bring on, first I'm going to bring on the homie Brandon, man, because he helped put this together. He turned me on to Timmy Two Times. I never heard of Timmy Two Times. That sounds like a fucking mobster, don't it? Like Johnny
right.
Bloody Thumbs or something. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that's going to come
Knuckles.
And kill you. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to call Timmy Two Times, and he's going to get rid of our little problem we got here.
Right.
But I heard the music, and it's fucking dope. We're going to bring him on in a minute, but first, first we're going to play one of his tracks. This is called You Don't Know Me. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to have him talk about this track and his music and his history in hip-hop. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show.
UGS for life, business.
Motherfucker.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Lil Diamond is from the ghetto to the suburbs. I'm standing on the curb like a stop sign. I pop nines, I got mines from hustling. Sitting in a dope house, selling mixed jives. Buy four packs and get five, nigga. Hard days, see, I'm fucking with the hardcore. Grimy niggas that rob stores, breaking in garage doors with a screwdriver. We survivors, we done been through it all. Pull a crime, do the time, then we back on the ball. That's how niggas do, we say we gon' stop, take a break for a minute. Then we right back in it, the same place. Addicted to the street life, we worse than fiends. I just can't leave this shit alone, I'm trying to stay clean. Once a nigga make a gang of money, it's all over. Why stop now? Shit, I'm close to a Range Rover. I'm going straight to the dealership and cash on out. Pick up a bitch and some Remy dog and mash on out. Let's go.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
I talk about everything that comes from the hood. That's all I know, that's all I see. Niggas up to no good. They say this rap shit is positive, keep doing my thing. They wanna see a nigga make it off the block where I hang. But at the same time, these niggas be hating. But hate harder, cause I'ma keep on dropping my product, nigga, regardless. For my people that been holding me down, y'all been waiting for the second round. Turn up your sounds, I'm here now. I've been showing other niggas a lot of love out here. Representing AYV, I'm for them thugs out here. I gotta get it how I live, I know the tricks of the trade. What up to rock bottom, rest in peace to Blade. Niggas doing big things, I'm at the top of the list. Detroit's finest, niggas hump your piss. I run this all the way downtown, back to Highland Park. It's time to spark, blaze up, I made my mark. Raise up
two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Two times on that gangsta shit.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're fucking with. NIA, that's the name of the clique.
You don't know me, nigga, so get off my fucking dick.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, though, to the street, Lord niggas? Yeah, let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Jack Frost, more boys.
Yeah,
what up, yo?
What up, yo?
Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah,
new nigga Dogmatic,
Jay Hill,
fat killer niggas,
trick,
Cola,
Mossy Ski, the outfit.
Keep it moving,
keep it moving.
That was a homie, Timmy Two Times. Let's bring him on without further ado. Timmy Two Times,
nice track.
What's up, homie?
What's the deal?
Man, well, first off, that was bars. That was pure bars. Where are you? Tell everybody where you're from, Timmy.
You said where I'm from?
Yes.
From the D, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? 7 mile, 2020, all day.
7 mile. 7 mile. Yeah. Anybody familiar with Detroit hip-hop knows, you know what I'm saying, 7 Mile was before the movie 8 Mile came out. Isham came out cruising down 7 Mile, classic track. At what point did you get in the game? Because, I mean, there's a lot of legendary rappers that came out of Detroit. What point did you get in the game?
I've been fucking around since, man, I was like 15, you know. But, you know, I've been fucking around for a long time, but I ain't really get serious with it until, like, maybe I would say 2001, you know what I'm saying? That's when I started putting CDs out and shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's some veteran shit right there. You know, who are some of the cats you worked with over the years?
I got some underground shit out before I started fucking with Dice. I put a couple of CDs out before I started fucking with Dice. So, you know, I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing back then. So it was just like some neighborhood shit, but they classics too, so.
How'd you end up hooking up with Dice, man?
I met Dice, way before we started recording together. I met him, years before that shit. And it's crazy because we grew up on the same side street. He grew up on Stillness in Cambridge, and I grew up on Stansbury in Cambridge, like maybe 8 or 9 blocks down from each other. So all them years, we grew up right down the street from each other. So, yeah, that's my man.
So, that's how I heard of you. We had Dykes on the show last week, and while Prez was working on that show, man, I was listening to some Dice, and I heard you, man, and I know your new album's coming out soon, so I made sure, you know, thought I heard you, man, because I know you took a little bit of a hiatus, you know what I mean, so I want to make, you know, I think you're dope. I've always been a fan. I've always been waiting for you to come back out with something, man, so, you know, I knew Scott realized who you were. I knew he'd put you on, man. As soon as I sent him the video, man, he was like, damn, that dude's dope. You know what I mean? I didn't have to convince him to put you on at all, man. Like, you definitely got some dope shit. That we fuck with Cameron.
I left it alone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I left that shit alone. I got frustrated. I left that shit alone, man. And I threw a whole lot of my shit away. Like duffel bags full of rhymes and beats and all that shit. I regret that shit now. But I threw that shit away, man. And actually, my man, Jack Frost, that's my dog. You know, I became a fan again listening to this shit. And I was following him and listening to his shit, the new shit that he got going on, and he got a song called Duck Duck Noose, and when I heard that shit, I was like, damn. Like, I got to start back rapping again. Like, that shit's so fucking dope. For real.
Jack, he a legend, is it, man? I got one of his albums, man. It's good to get that type of inspiration, you know, to get you back into the game because, you know, you might be putting out your dopest shit and it never would have seen the light of day if it wasn't for that,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's dope, man.
Yeah, he really, when y'all hear that song, when he finally put that shit out, you gonna see what I'm talking about. That shit dope. And I ain't talking about just Detroit. I'm talking about East Coast, West Coast, period. Down South, that's the dopest shit I heard in a long time, man. That shit dope as hell. That's what made me want to start rapping again.
Well, hell yeah. Well, everybody gets inspired to do things, and, you know, it's good that talent can bring out other talent, you know what I mean? And in this case, that's you coming back into the game. What about this new album you got? Is it available right now? What's it called?
Sex, Drugs, Money, Murder. It's going to be available November the 19th. It might be, the way things looking, it might be, I might have them on that before that, but that's the release date, November the 19th.
Oh, yeah. You going to have physical copies, too?
Yeah. Hell yeah. All that shit, man. Take it back to the old school. For real.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad Cat's still putting out physical copies because, you know, for us old heads, there's nothing like looking at the liner notes, seeing who's on the album, where the fuck it was recorded at, you know, the thank you, all that shit, man. It's all part of the process of buying music. Nowadays, it's just free over the air. But, you know, it's good that you're pressing up physical CDs as well. What about touring? Are you going to do any shows?
For the tour, I'm about to get on the phone with Dice, you know what I'm saying, talk to him and Paul Hussein, because I think they should drop in about the same time. So I think that would be a dope-ass tour for us to put on, you know what I'm saying? With the sick album, I'm looking forward to this shit, too.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm
talking about. We're about to put some real shit back out here in these streets, man. It's real. Y'all get ready. For real.
And that's what it needs, too, you know what I'm saying? I noticed listening to tracks that I heard by you, you got some serious bars, you know what I'm saying? Detroit's always had bars, man. Do you guys consider yourself more East Coast, you know what I'm saying, orientated, or more West Coast, or do you guys have your own thing? Where do you put Detroit in the map of hip-hop?
Yeah, Detroit. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Beat Death, Jack Frost, East John, Chino, J to the D, AWOL, Detroit's Morning. You know what I'm saying? I have no disrespect, but these Detroit rappers now, they fucking it up. You know what I'm saying? They fucking it's all fucked up. Except.
Well, that's all over the that's everywhere, man. I agree with you, though. That's everywhere.
I'm saying we got a certain sound though. Detroit, we got a certain sound. You know what I'm saying? But it's fucked up. But I like I was saying, I give respect to Trick, the Seven, the General, my man Stretch Money, Big Hurt. You know what I'm saying? Certain motherfuckers that's keeping it just Detroit.
Yeah.
All that down south this shit, that shit is fucked up, man. That shit sounds so fucked up, man. It's fucked up. I hear you in New York niggas doing this shit.
Yeah, I
no disrespect to the South either.
Yeah, the thing I always liked about Detroit was, like, you heard the influence from other sounds. You know what I mean? Like, if you listen to the Dayton family, I mean, they're from Flint. I know, but I'm just talking about Michigan in general. Like, you listen to Dayton family, like, you hear that. Like the West Coast influence and all that, but it's different. Like it's its own style. You know what I mean? But like what people do nowadays is they'll be trying to make something sound like the South, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like the only people from the South know what Southern music is. And when you got people trying to emulate something, it sounds fucked up. Detroit has a special sound to it. It would stand up against any sound. Like Detroit, Michigan in general is my favorite hip hop area, and it's for that reason. You know what I mean? Because it has its own unique style, and I would put Detroit rappers up against any other area. You know what I mean? So there's no reason for Midwest rappers to try to sound like they're from somewhere else and fuck up the style, because Michigan can stand up against anybody, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. You put one of my albums up against Jack Frost's album and tell me what.
Yeah. I agree, man. I agree.
Yeah, you got what they call talent. You got something that was acquired, you know what I'm saying, through, I imagine, through hard work. And, you know, these guys nowadays, they mumble. They get on the microphone and just talk about nothing. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't either, man. And you know what? All it's doing, all they're trying to do is phase out real dope MCs like yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because they're oversaturating the market with this fuckery and this bullshit to the point where it kind of overshadows guys like Carino or Esham or yourself or other people. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't be the case. Talent should be winning right now. Talent's not winning.
Right.
Talent's taking the back seat to bullshit. And we got to figure out how to switch that around, man. You being a veteran in the rap game, do you have any ideas short of, you know, breaking people's necks?
Yeah, I mean, shit, man. We just need to start working together, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got off the phone with my man Pizzazz. That's my dog. He got some shit out called Going AWOL. That shit dope, you know? He just called me the other day, and, supposed to get in the studio this weekend and work on some shit with him. You know, Jack Frost, he invited me to one of his studio sessions. And, man, he got some dope shit coming. I'm waiting on that sick album, Dice and Poe Hussein. And, man, All we need to do is start working together, man, and keep this shit Detroit for real. I'm trying to tell you, these niggas is cold with this shit, man.
Yeah, Detroit's, you know what I'm saying, one of the hot spots in hip-hop. I mean, you got Detroit, you got Memphis, you got the Bay Area, you got Chicago. You know what I'm saying? There's different spots in Detroit. You guys got your own, like you said, your own thing. The first shit I ever heard from the Midwest was from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Being Eshan. So, you know, and then, of course, then I heard MC Breed. You know, the same year or a year later, Ain't No Future in Your Front. Yeah. You know, so that was my first exposure to Midwest hip-hop. And, you know, what's the biggest difference, though, in Detroit hip-hop 1990 versus 2016?
It's fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to none of this shit, man. I like Doughboy's cash. I like them. They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They on that flossy shit, but I like them. I respect them. Other than that, nothing. For real.
Yeah.
As far as Detroit, nothing.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. We've been trying to get Trick Trick on this show. Is he still putting out music?
Yeah, you know what? I was just sitting there thinking about Trick Trick. As far as Trick Trick, I'm working on this Devilish project right now. As far as my label, that's the name of my label, Devilish Music. And I'm working on Devilish, the album. So I'm trying to put some tracks together. I'm actually four songs deep into that project. And I want to get Trick Trick and Seven the General on the track. Seeing that we are from 7 Mile, I want to make that track happen.
Oh, that'd be dope. Yeah, I remember interviewing Trick Trick many years ago. This is right after Trick Daddy came to town, where he kind of got the business. He ain't fucking around, man. Detroit's always... it's always been known for being just grimy. It's just like the Shy. You know, say anything could happen. You know, you guys got Devil's Night coming up here in a little bit. You know, saying describe to our listeners what Devil's Night is and what it's like during that.
You said describe Devil's Night. You said describe Devil's Night, getting your ass fucked up, man. Getting your house shot up. Eggs threw at your shit, all kind of shit, man. I'm so glad that shit don't exist no more. You know what I'm saying? The name exists, but the actual night, it doesn't exist no more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's not like that anymore. I used to hear horror stories from my people, Michigan, about Devil's Night.
Yeah.
It ain't
that
no more.
Hey, man, you Devil's Night, stay your ass in the house, because you're going to get fucked up. Like I said, it don't exist no more, but the name exists, but the actual night don't exist. I'm talking about throwing bricks over the freeway, cars driving by. I'm talking about fucking shit up, just tearing the city down. That's
man.
What that was like. Well,
yeah,
I'm serious.
I
used to be out there throwing eggs at motherfucker's house and tearing up shit.
Getting in all kinds of
and
trouble, huh?
And it was fun, though. It was fun, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, we was all kids, we was all young, you know, niggas ain't give a fuck, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, you know, Detroit, too, another thing I wanted to discuss, a couple of years ago, I saw a video that there was a food shortage. People were growing gardens and stuff like that and right in the front of the house, and I remember seeing this video of this food truck dropping off food at a local grocery store with armed fucking guards, you know, saying, and then you go over to Flint, you got the water situation in Flint where people, you know, babies are getting sick and dying, and what the fuck is going on in Michigan, man? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the corruption level has got to be just unbelievable.
I mean... As far as Flint, you know, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm on my way to Flint next week, matter of fact, to promote, so.
Yeah.
I really don't know what's going on up as far as Flint, but Detroit is in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? This shit is, it's crazy. It's fucked up. Come here, you don't get your motherfucking ass whooped. Or you don't get your ass killed, for real. Niggas ain't playing out here.
Yeah. Yeah, Detroit, you know what I'm saying, definitely. Well, they call it the Murder Mitten, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the murder, you know, yeah.
That's, you know, but I mean, you know, it's crazy when, you know, there's food shortages, there's all these different things, houses getting torn down and things of that nature. But then you got these career politicians that are in office 20 and 30 fucking years making all kinds of money. It's just crazy, man. Not to get too political, you know what I'm saying, but the outcome of this election, it looks like everybody's fucked either way. What do you think is the worst-case scenario, Trump or Hillary?
I mean, I'm voting for Hillary, but it's, they don't give a fuck. You know, it don't matter who I vote for, it's still going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? This shit don't make a fucking difference. Same thing
with
that Obama shit. We got a black president. Oh, shit going to get better. Shit's still fucked up, man. That shit don't make a motherfucking difference, period. We still going to be fucked up, man. Just do you and do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Take care of your family while you can. Do your thing. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's real
that shit
we're fucked either way. I agree with you 100%, Timmy. 100%.
All that vote shit don't mean a motherfucking thing, man. That shit don't mean shit. Your vote don't count for shit. You still gonna be fucked up.
Right, it'd be like that false hope shit. That's what that vote means.
Yeah.
Have people thinking they about something, but they prove to you that it don't mean
shit. That shit don't mean shit. You know, you still gonna be fucked up, nigga. That ain't gonna change your life.
So, and they're pre-selected anyway. You know what I'm saying? They already chose. I mean, all this shit we're seeing, these bullshit debates, it's all theatrics. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're getting up here. We're close to the end of the show. I want to play your song, and I want to come back and chop it up with you. Get all your social media. This next one here is. We don't do that no more. Tell everybody about this one,
Tim. Yeah, that's me and my man Loco from 5150, you know what I'm saying? We kind of put that shit together right in the studio. You know, he actually came up with the chorus and all that shit, and it came out. It was dope. It's dope. Check that shit out.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
And only I can provide this type of shit for you to ride to. Two times. It's the one and only I can provide this type of shit for you to ride to. Two times. It's a new day, a new time. Get your mind and your money right, nigga, or fall behind. Me and my dogs ain't playing no games. Shit is serious. I want everything that's coming to me, nigga, period. I hunger for more. I put it on the floor. I pound the pavement. I made it a daily chore. I want me a key to a Bentley door. Prices range in the market that I have to explore. So it's back to the block and shut it down with them rocks. Can't afford to take a loss because it'll cost me a lot. I ain't giving no handouts, bitch, cash and carry. I got bags off a half you can grab on glass and bury. Fast life shit, it's kind of tight right now. If you a little short today, I want the rest tomorrow. And I ain't buying no excuses, I gotta get back on. This is corporate America and I'm Al Capone.
Run a nigga off some work, we don't do that no more. 25 off 100, we don't do that no more. Drive another nigga's car, we don't do that no more. Ride around without a burner, we don't do that no more. 16s with the ties, we don't do that no more. Go to the club with $20, we don't do that no more. Smoke that brown ass weed, we don't do that no more. Fuck a bitch without a rubber, we don't do that no more.
You niggas love to suck, especially when you on the block. Can't wait to serve a fiend so you can show a hoe you're not. Smoking gans, drinking mo a lot. Giving hoes pills when he normally smoke red. Normal thing is some beer. is. Get it how you live, I can't knock your method. If you the weed man, you copping more than three, it's all ethics. Show gon' respect it, money never neglected. Kept my lips sealed every time I was arrested. Let him hold a couple, now he's supposed to be trouble. Find up his little blood, his little chest got stumbled. The boy Barney Rubble, a fictional cartoon. I got the honeymooners Ralph, yeah, sing you to the moon. Ass like raccoon, hustling sun the moon. And I be falling asleep right in front of Remy, I consumed. I'm on a go to the pen, I already been. Got two texts on my side like they Siamese twins. Smoking greens, getting money, they identical twins. The Birdman from my hood got killed in his bin. Best friends, Pony Dog, YBI, what's up? Detroit City, getting money, but we niggas is nothing.
Now come run a nigga off some work, we don't do that no more. 25 off 100, we don't do that no more. Drive another nigga's car, we don't do that no more. Ride around without a burner, we don't do that no more. 16s with the ties, we don't do that no more. Go to the club with $20, we don't do that no more. Smoke that brown ass weed, we don't do that no more. Fuck a bitch without a rubber, we don't do that no more.
Yeah. And we don't fuck with y'all fake-ass niggas no more.
Hell
it's Loco from 5150.
Yeah,
you know what
nigga.
I'm saying? Fuckin' with my man, Timmy Two Times.
Right.
7 Mile representer.
Yeah.
Faker boys in this building, too.
Yeah. What up, Greg?
Know how we do.
Yeah.
Detroit City.
Fuck these niggas. Fuck these niggas. Yeah. You hear that? Yeah, nigga. Detroit's finest, get money.
Man, another banger. Timmy Two Times, Detroit.
Hell yeah. That beat slamming too.
You see, that's what that's
yo,
what talking about.
So on this project you got coming up, man, you work with anybody on this?
Say that again?
Yeah, do you work with anybody on this album? Like, is there any features on this album? You work with Dice on it or anybody like that?
Yeah, Dice, like that track, my man Loco from 5150. You know, I don't want to put it all out there. I got some other features on there. Shit, dope.
5150 from the Bay Area?
Huh?
The guy you said from 5150, you talk about the 5150 from the Bay?
Nah, from Detroit. Nah,
okay,
Detroit.
Okay,
they're,
my bad.
They're Detroit. Yeah, there's a dude in Detroit, 5150, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know both of the ones in the Bay and the ones from Detroit. But that's what's up, though, Timmy. And you just signed this. What's the name of your record label again, the deal you signed today?
Devilish Music, yeah. Devilish Music.
Oh, you signed a deal today? Oh, congratulations, man.
Yeah, you just signed that shit today.
Like I said, the next project is the Devilish, the album. Timmy Two Times Devilish, the album. And me and my man, San Juan Slim, we got this Supreme Fam album coming out after that. I'm like 4 songs deep into the Devilish album. I'm like 7 or 8 songs deep into the Supreme Fam album. So I'm working on both of them at the same time. So get ready for that shit.
Cool, man. Like I said, man, I'm glad you got the motivation to start taking this serious again, man. Because I've always been a fan of yours, man. You know what I mean? I've always been waiting for your solo shit, man. Like when I came home, I'm trying to look you up like, man, I know this motherfucker got something out there. But
I'm glad we
connected, man. You know what I mean? I'm glad I found you on social media and shit. And, you know, you're a dope artist, man. I'm glad you got the inspiration to come back and take it serious. And I'm glad I played a little part on getting you on this show, help you get the word out and everything.
You know? Oh, yeah. Shit about to pop, brother.
Yeah, keep in touch with us, man, for real. Keep in touch with us. We'll help you get the word out, you know what I mean? Like, we had you on because we liked your music, man, you know what I mean? So, you know,
for sure.
You know, anything I can do,
Hey, Tommy, can I get a shout out real quick?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got the floor, man. Give them a shout out. Give them your social media, too, Timmy.
I mean, you know, find out all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just follow me on Facebook. You'll see that shit posted, Money Flow Management. You can call and order them CDs. I'm getting everything in order right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting over. But I want to shout out my man, Rizek Wahim, you know what I'm saying? My man, Jack Frost, Il Bama, my nigga San Juan Slim. I want to say rest in peace to my nigga Vaughn. You know what I'm saying? My man just passed away yesterday. And I also want to say, get well soon to my man Dutch. You know what I'm saying? All my homeboys, man, for real.
Wow. Yeah, rest in peace to your homie, man. Sorry to hear about that, bro.
Yeah. My homeboy passed away yesterday, man. I was fucked up, so.
Oh, cool.
So.
And speedy recovery to the other homeboy, too, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, man.
No problem. And thank you for coming on the show, man. When the album drops, you know, if you don't care, make sure I get it. I wouldn't mind trying to review it for UGSforLife.com.
Yeah. It'll be out November 19th, man. And then I hope y'all have me back on to promote this Devilish album, man. That shit is gonna be the shit.
Well, you already know it, man. We connected now, so it's all good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, listen. Any artists,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Underground artists, I need a nigga to feature on their shit. Just call me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
How do they get a hold of you, man? Give them your handle.
They
know how to get a hold of you, bro. Give them your handle.
I'm going to post all that shit on Facebook tonight, man. Just get in touch with me, you know what I'm saying, and we can make it happen, for real.
Cool. Get in touch with Timmy 2 times. Make sure you get in touch with
for
Timmy
sure.
2 times. That's Timmy spelled with an I, the number 2s, and T-Y-M-E-S, Timmy 2 times on Facebook.
What?
Man, thanks again for coming on the show. I appreciate you, Timmy.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We'll see you with the next album, homie.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, shout out to SJ and AJ, the College of Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Also known as the rap group Identical, which I fucking knew years ago, and we just reconnected tonight. That was dope as hell. And shout out to you know what I'm saying, Detroit veteran rapper Timmy 2 times, man. We heard a couple dope tracks from him. We're going to hear some more in the future. Thank you, Brandon, for you know, introducing us to him. You know what I'm saying, before we get the fuck out of here, though, I want to speak on a couple things. First and foremost, if you support what we're doing here at the Murder Manson News Show, UGSforLife.com, go there right now and order you a T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive limited edition Murder Manson Music Show UGS for Life T-shirts available right now. Red, you know what I'm saying, white on black. The shit's dope as fuck. People are getting them in, you know what I'm saying, all over the country right now. I appreciate you guys buying them. We already sold out of the first, a bunch of sizes of this first run.
And those motherfuckers look good, too, Fred.
Yeah, they pop on that black tee, man. They pop on that...
Yeah.
You know, they come out real good. So if you guys want them, get them. You know what I'm saying? Now, because it's very, like I said, limited edition doesn't mean it's going to stay on the site until November 2026. No, limited edition means we're going to print up another run, then maybe another run after that, and they're fucking gone forever. Then I'm going to put one on eBay 10 years from now and sell it for $100, you motherfuckers. So get it right now while you can for the low. You know what I'm saying? $25 shipping included, you know what I'm saying, $2
right.
More for plus sizes. International, you know what I'm saying, 35 and 37, because, you know, that international shipping is ridiculous. So make sure you get the shirts, you know what I'm saying? If you fuck with us, this is how you can support us, you know what I'm saying, so we can continue.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it's raw-ass
T-shirts, man. Like, for real, prayers, like, we can't go in the store and really buy shirts and shit that we really like all the goddamn time because it's always got goofy shit all on the front of them.
Yeah.
But, like, if I wasn't UGS for life and I seen these shirts, I'd be like, man, that shit right there look dope, man.
Yeah, well, why
I'm
not?
Man,
I mean, instead of going into the store and getting goofy shit, why not have a shirt covered in blood with a bloody red
skull
dripping blood
yeah,
from it.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? All over your fucking shirt and go to war with somebody and fucking take their heart out right then and there and say, you changed
right.
your life, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Take that motherfucking murder shirt right now, you know what I'm saying, and wear that shit. Now, to you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that want to support hip-hop history, later on this month, we're going to have him on the show. K. Reno is dropping 7 albums on one day. No artist in any fucking genre of music has ever done that before. This is he's going for a world record from what I can tell. He's dropping pretty much your favorite artist's discography on one fucking day.
You know his shit going to be solidified, too. It ain't going to just be like a whole bunch. I can tell it ain't going to just be, okay, K got a gang of songs, and he just put them. Man, you already know. Every time he come with one album, it'd be the shit. It'd be well thought of, and for him to do 7 in one day, I'm anxious to see it. And when he do it, just because I want to start it. I don't even know how I'm gonna listen to all of them. I don't know if I'm gonna start from the end. I might just go right to the first CD and just listen all the way through, man.
All I know is this dude is you know what I'm saying? He's a lyrical beast. But on top of that, he's talking about real shit. This is the song Deeper Elevation off the album Deeper Elevation, which came out about, what, five years ago or so. But just imagine 7 albums worth of this shit on one fucking day. You know what I'm saying? We're out of here. We'll see you guys Saturday next. No, fuck. We're going to see you tomorrow night. Shit, what am I doing? Man? This is the loudest. Fucking loud. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Big Oomph and DJ Jelly. You know what I'm saying? Big Oomph Records. Them guys, you know what I'm saying? They made a lot of music. The homie Marcel, the Underground Hood Savior, he's been wanting this to happen for a while. And I know Westside Willie, that hates Atlanta, he's going to love this show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He always calls in to say, fuck Atlanta. Why don't you call in when Big Oomph is on the show and say, fuck Atlanta, Willie? You have an open invite tomorrow. Hit the lines up, 714-409-0548, and check out that show. Then Saturday night, we got Mac J and the lovely Velvet Rose, you know what I'm saying, ex-adult film star, award-nominated porn actress, you know what I'm saying, slash podcaster, slash fucking, I mean, the lady does it all, man. Model, she's a hell of a talent, but she's going to be on with you Saturday. Sunday, we got the Church of Reality. Then next week we got some big things happening. We got Al Capone on the 28th. That's going down. We're trying to get DJ Paul. You know what I'm saying? That might happen again. You know, he hasn't been on the show in a minute. We're trying to lock that down. We're also trying to lock down K. Reno. You know what I'm saying? And maybe even a couple other surprises. So next week's going to be big.
Stay tuned.
You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, you motherfuckers. We're out of here. Deeper Elevation. Now up your goddamn fucking life, bitches.
It seems though. The deeper I get, the higher I get. Let's try to decipher the concept of two words that are totally unrelated. Yet go so well together. There are so many. My brain's hard to explain, like a no-pain migraine. An underground airplane, a wet flame, a dry rain. My cerebellum functions so well, it makes success fail. I'll tell you how to combine an inhale with an exhale.
Do it.
When you wanna speak, my shallow response is seek from underneath where monsters creep in a state of conscious sleep. Under the glow of unlit lanterns, I print my anthem, shrinking expansions as I throw calm temper tantrums. I'm untouchable like non-contact violence. I bust eardrums with loud, high-volume silence. Awoke comatose, big losses, you won the most. I pulled a humble boat. I took no pills and underdose. I chase my destiny, passive aggressively. My recipe for records beats simple complexity. I skin throats with 5,000,010 votes, then offend folks with complimentary insults. Your raggedy threats were rapidly addressed. I'm so relaxed when I'm stressed, yet I'm happy. Depressed, take a giant like Goliath B and make him scream quietly. Each time creatively, I provide the same variety. Expose the secrets in your society.
society and your diary. You're in denial that I am undeniably fiery. To properly see me, your eyes gotta be closed. Even my control chaos is way out of control. My tongue is wanted for all the trouble it conjures. It lunges multiple puns and double entendres. Lurking to hurt your team with a mean backwards inertia beam. I work my scheme, plus I'm so perfect, even my dirt is clean. Narcotic free, I was sober but straight leaning. And I seem to have nightmares while I'm daydreaming. What I said might wake up the living dead. I chase bread to make sure my green is never in the red. Remember this, I'm twisting it's mental by placing emphasis on every sentence. There's many similar differences. My shortest flow stint was longer than your lip, which clearly means my weaknesses are stronger than your strength. And it's naturally expand. No one's handed me the rules. So to scan my clues, man, it's understandably confused. As I battle these MCs, I see flawless fallacies while simultaneously winning with normal abnormality. Yeah. What? What? Huh? Deeper elevation. 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 Should we just let the beat ride out? Let it reflect. Let us reflect on the future of our past.
We move forward. Anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand that's using you. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusing you. The people and the priests and the imams have been jammed by government scams. Minds systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism. The way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. This place is a pagan prison. The founding fathers' enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that, Sister All-Seeing Eye, where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words Anuit Coeptis, 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in its talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See, the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand this government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13th
15 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theologies needed decoding. The rituals, like trips across the sand, as man takes. The skull and bones fraternity, the secret handshake, but understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't fear this any harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery. Christmas split in half is Christ's mass. The so-called birth of Jesus, where every home has glowing lights cast. Christ the anointed one masked the birth celebration, but Jesus' birth was kept secret due to the situation. The king initiated a death plot because the Messiah was prophesied to rule, so Jesus' murder was authorized. No one knows the actual date. That's why sometimes you see Xmas. X-Men's unknown, but ignorance affects us. A fraud that was purposely flawed. December 25th, the birthday of the wicked ruler Nimrod. His whole disguise is part of Satan's universal wives. A holy prophet's life being pimped and commercialized. Positions like lights on trees, rooted in the Nicene Council in 325 AD. By Constantine, these matters were decreed. The concept of a virgin birth was actually conceived and then agreed. With graven images in the temple, the fish on your cards called Onis, a Babylonian symbol, is visibly contradictory. Telling your children lies, you need to make them study Santa Claus and sick history. But yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Underground uprising, uprising, uprising. Motherfuckers, it's too late. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. Specialize in ag tracks. This ain't the Rat Pack. When I'm coming at you, better duck like Affleck. Focus in on your bottom lip and then extract that. Rip it across like a flap on a snapback hat. You can't stop me, every month I'ma come. And I'ma keep on hitting licks like I was punching my tongue. Trying to be victorious against something I've wrong. It's like running a marathon with a dysfunctional lung. Come on now, I just laugh when I watch the awards. Other than a couple legend, all that I see is frauds. Real music coming back, them some desolate odds. Women wearing slut clothes and men dressing like broads. Next year don't put no pants on, order you a gown. Homeboy, you ain't no motherfucking artist, you a clown. You a slave to the master and you still in this trap. Equivalent to a dummy on a ventriloquist lap. Come on, if you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. We glorify stripping, we glorify pimping, we glorify sniffing, coking down great women. They plan for you to be stupid, our enemies know. You ain't a fall off pimp, you just an industry hoe. Yeah, I know you offended when I say it, it hurts. You don't know the game, let me show you the way that it works. The record label sign new artists, then push and promote commercial dance songs, freak songs, and songs about dope. They pay the radio to play the shit and put it on blast. Next thing you know, your 5-year-old daughter's bouncing her ass. And your son is at a club doing a feminine dance with an extra small shirt on and some pink.
what we pay. But if he gave your ass a million, think how much he made. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. Fuck it, murder the mainstream. See, I believe in that secret meeting and left the gang crushed. Truth be told, I don't blame the industry, I blame us. We let money cover the fact that these cats is evil. We lost control as artists and parents and as people. See, sometimes it's alright to dwell in the past. Even conscious rappers these days be selling their ass. No lie, chasing the high cause the feeling is good. The influence of bullshit music is killing the hood. Any money that they do get, they give it right back. We in the ghetto struggling daily, we ain't living like that. They kill the music that would breed thinking intelligent minds. Singers and rappers throwing up secretive devilish signs. Don't be fooled by the images, video and presented. The main is cars, ours, women, and the mansion is winning. You serving time on the label, I'm suspending your sentence. This is the official underground declaration of independence. Yeah. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently. Every month, every year, it's the same thing. So fuck it, murder the mainstream. If you're scared, don't ride with me. Cause any second I just might react violently.